why I want us to think about what it means to have that relationship with God, and how there are kind of two kinds of faith things going on. The kind of faith which leads to salvation, to believe that Jesus is our Lord and our Saviour, there's that bit of faith where God draws us into his presence and we begin to believe who his Son Jesus is, that he came to die for us, was raised on the third day, was ascended to be with our Heavenly Father. There's that kind of faith. And then there's the kind of faith where God gives us a particular faith to do something for him, a gift of faith. Two kinds of faith. So today we're all going to receive these envelopes, and they have mustard seeds in them. And don't open them yet, or indeed until you get them, because you'll never find them again. And inside are the instructions about what you need to be doing with this. So we're going to not open them, we're going to take them home. And the instruction is that when you get home, you pick up these tiny, tiny, tiny little seeds, and you can plant them. You can either plant them in the ground, or you can actually suggest that you put them in a tissue and grow them through that. You've probably done this before. But when you when you do this thing, when you go home and do this, think of the faith in these two kinds of ways. So it's like your faith with God. He, and thank God for it, when you plant this seed, whichever way you do, to remind you that God has called you to a relationship with him, a special relationship. Because the seed itself is Jesus, and he wants to take root in you. He wants to take root in your lives. And if you haven't done this before, I think it's really important, if you've never considered your faith in God in that particular way, to do this. Allow him to take root within you. And then to pray and see the way in which God might wish to use you in the future. So, for instance, he might give you a kind of a vision to do something for him. And in a sense, that's him. You know, he will give you the faith you need to do that work. So that's kind of a gift of faith. So if you get all excited about a particular project, like looking out for the poor, and there's plenty of poor in our world, and indeed in our land, ask for the gift of faith to bring it about when you plant this seed. And it will start pretty small. It doesn't have to be huge to begin with, but it will end up a bit like this tree. For if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you. What is God asking you to do in your life personally, or maybe as part of the body of Christ? What is it he's calling you to be a part of, to do for him? Because I believe that's exactly what he loves for us to do. He loves for us to do things for him. So he'll plant an idea, just as you're going to plant your seed, into your mind, and he will give you that faith that you need to go about doing whatever he calls you to do. I'll be very interested to hear what he tells you, exactly if he speaks to us in an extraordinary way. I think it would be good to read, if you can, put your reading glass on, get it close, and let's read this together. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of all garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and rush into its branches.
Now I wonder what birds of the air represent.
It could be the Holy Spirit. It could be the Holy Spirit. I've just got this feeling that it could be that, but it could also be that when we blossom and grow as the Lord intends, that others can come and take shade under that tree. So the tree can be the church, it can be us as individuals, and they can find comfort and themselves come to a faith in God. Because he entrusts us with people's lives and well-being. As we entrust ourselves to him. So it's something to think about when you plant your seeds. I don't necessarily need to see the outcome of your seed growing. I'm not good with seeds, personally, so, but do it anyway, and just see what happens. But pray as you do it. Pray for a gift of faith to do something that he's calling you to do. And pray that God will grant you increased faith in all that it means to be a follower of Jesus, who loves us so very, very much. And the wonderful thing, of course, is that we believe in one who is himself faithful. We change all the time. We blow hot and cold. It says in Scripture that we do that. But he never changes. And he never gives up on us. I think it's an extraordinary, extraordinary thing. So let's sing a song of worship to the one who is unchanging. Faithful one, so unchanging. Ageless one, you're my faithful one.